Well, one of our favorite organizations here in our backyard, it's Keystone Substance Abuse Services. They're in the studio. They have two big events coming up that you need to put these dates on your calendar, please. We want to welcome in Malena Maturo to Palmetto Mornings. Good morning to you, Malena.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
We are doing great. And let's go ahead and get started with International Overdose Awareness Day. It is going to happen on August the 31st. That's a Sunday. But you all have an event happening the day before on Saturday.
Yes, we actually did this for the first time last year. So we're happy to bring it back. We did a vigil, a luminary bag vigil. We had 118 bags last year. That represented 118 lives we lost to overdose in, so what year are we? We're 20? So 2023. So we always do the year before. I'm happy to say this year there's only 83 bags that we are lighting. So that number did go down. So we're doing something. The community is doing something right. But we'll be out at Fountain Park from 7:30 to 9. Well, like I said, we'll have those 83 bags lit and we will have bags for people to come and decorate themselves. So we'll give them a candle, we'll give them the bag, all the supplies that they need. They can decorate how they want, light them up. We'll have our resources. We'll be passing out Narcan, of course. Just trying to remember those without the stigma and trying to remember that overdose doesn't discriminate and it affects everybody. So we're happy to be out there again and remember those lives in a wonderful way. It was a beautiful event last year. We had the coroner's office come out and speak. They will be out again, saying a few words. We had a church come and we had a prayer circle. Someone actually received their sobriety chip, asked if they can do that in front of everybody. And we said, of course, we're happy. We're here to celebrate you. It was a beautiful evening and I'm looking forward to doing it again.
Why do you think events like this are so important, not only for the families, those that are affected, but the community as a whole, for it to be, you know, especially right down in the middle of downtown Rock Hill, where people can see that this is happening?
Well, it doesn't discriminate. Mm-hmm. I think seeing your neighbor, and you just never know, and it always is, well, that will never happen to me. Mm-hmm. Until it does, but to see the community come together, and it's really just pushing out, we want to remember without the stigma. We want to be there to support each other and to share the resources and know that there are people out there to help you and to help your loved ones.
Great. Malena, do you think the number has gone down and we can look at all kind of studies and research to see what was the change in numbers from year to year? Did Narcan continue to play a factor in that? Do you all see?
We hope so.
Yeah.
We hope so. You know, it just like having Band-Aids in your, you know, your first aid kit.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, we always say this is always something that you should have in your first aid kit because you just never know. Whether it's in your car and you see someone out, you know, while you're driving, or just having it at home. And I always like to say, because they say, you know, it will never happen to me, but, you know, what if grandma took her medicine and then didn't remember she took it and it was an accident, but you're able to help her before you can call 911. We're just trying to get this resource into everybody's hands because you never know when you can save a life.
Well, what a wonderful event to remember those who have passed on, but also provide an opportunity for family members, to Ashley's point, to grieve and to know that they're also not alone. And for others to drive by and see it, to Ashley's mm-hmm. point, saying what's going on here, it might do something, inspire them. Mm-hmm. They whip the car around, park, and then come out to see what it's about. Maybe they're struggling with something like this.
Right.
And this is the sign they needed. We always talk about God give us a sign.
Right.
Here's your sign right here. Wow. Is it too late for someone to get a bag if they want to, in honor of someone who's passed away from an overdose? Or
no.
Okay.
We're doing it that evening.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
You just show up.
Got it.
Yep. It's a free event. Just come out and join us. You can decorate if you want, or you can just hang out. We'll have, you know, different overdose awareness giveaways. We had glow sticks last year because we had a bunch of kids come out with their families. So there'll be a lot to do and just kind of be with each other.
And Malena, if they can't come that evening, where are the Narcan resources available? Like, can people just come to your office?
People can go
the sheriff's office, or where do people go to get Narcan?
People can come to Keystone, no questions asked. Just walk in the front door and say, hey, I need Narcan. And the front office will give it to you.
Okay. Yeah. It's great. It's International Overdose Awareness Day. It's going to happen on August the 31st, but our friends at Keystone, they're going to celebrate it the day before on Saturday, August the 30th, with the ceremony at 7:30 to 9 p.m. You can decorate a luminary bag, resources, and Narcan will be available, as Melena just described there. It's described as, let's light the night with memories and love as we remember and honor those we've lost. Fountain Park, Saturday, August the 30th from 7:30 to 9. Then after that, in September, you have an event called Paint with Purpose, a sober sip and paint fundraiser for recovery.
Yeah, we're doing an event for Recovery Month. September is Recovery Month, so we were looking to do something different. So we had a bunch of coworkers come together and let's do something new. So we're doing a sober sip and paint. It's actually going to be at our youth center on Hurlong Court, so it's right across the street from Piedmont Medical Center. And we're going to have two classes, one for the adults. It's $25, and you'll have a choice between painting two different trees, and we'll have a fall-themed mocktail and some light snacks. And then we'll also have a kids class, and they'll get to choose from two different projects and a kid-approved drink for them and a snack for them. And that one's only $10. So, I mean, if you want to come do the adult one and you want to bring your kid along, they'll have something to do. You'll have something to do. It's from 3 to 5 on Saturday, September 13th. And we're really looking forward to it. We posted it, I think, 2 days ago, and immediately we're almost up to 10 people already, like within a couple hours. So that was really exciting.
Well, it's obviously very popular now across the country to have like wine and art events, right? Where you can come and drink wine, and there's an artist that will walk the class through a painting, a project. And so this is a sober event because there are those that want to participate, right, but they know they can't be there.
Right.
So this is another way of making sure that they're also part of the experience as well, and to bring your kids, because some of those other events with the wine, you can't bring the kids.
Right. Yeah. Family friendly.
People leave the kids at home. That's why they're going there. So this is family friendly. So yes. For $35, the adult and the kid can walk away with a one-of-a-kind piece of artwork.
Right.
You put a nice frame around it. Voila. They thought Picasso painted it. You could say, no, I painted it. And this goes right back to help Keystone with so many of the programs that you all offer over there. As a nonprofit, you all do remarkable things, and you have to get creative with your fundraising efforts. So clearly this is a good one, but based on the response, people are really interested with that. So folks, go ahead and sign up today.
Yes, tickets are available. Just follow us on our social media. Both events are posted on our Facebook.
It's the Paint with Purpose, a sober sip and paint fundraiser for recovery, is Saturday, September the 13th from 3 to 5 p.m. at Keystone's Youth Center. And don't forget the International Overdose Awareness Day is Saturday, August the 30th from 7:30 to 9. Melena Maturo, again, is with Keystone Substance Abuse Services. Melena, always great to see you. Thank you so much for what you all do over there at Keystone. Please tell everyone there thank you and hello.
You're well. Thank you.